Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Kia ora, Penelope. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Will we catch you in a pair of BFM rugby shorts for summer?
If they're black.
Maybe with black tights underneath.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Have you got any looks you're particularly looking forward to for summer?
I always like seeing the BFM special edition t-shirt.
Yeah, it is always
because they're always really amazing. And if I didn't have so many t-shirts, I'd get one every single time.
I basically do.
That's so good though, because you always need t-shirts.
You always need t-shirts. This is true. We're not talking about t-shirts this morning though. What are we talking about?
Well, we're going to continue on our goth.
Yes, I'm big into this.
Goth vein. So I thought we'd talk about, I thought we'd go backwards.
Okay.
And we'd talk about who I consider to be kind of like the first goth in modern music, I
guess. Awesome.
And that would be Dave Anion of The Damned.
Cool.
Listeners may argue with that. But
In Penny's opinion, yeah. And you can absolutely fight her on this.
And I guess like the reason why I kind of think he is because he also embraces the fact. So he was, you know, before Murphy of Bauhaus, and most people go, no, it's not me. But I kind of feel like, yeah, Dave Anion kind of embraces it. He's heavily influenced by Renaissance art, film noir and horror movies, and they've kind of all contributed to his look. So Dave Anion is the lead singer and staple member of The Damned.
Mm-hmm.
They formed in 1976 with Brian James, Captain Sensible, and Rat Scabies, the drummer, which when I was a kid, that always fascinated me. They were the first UK band to release a single, first UK punk band to release a single, which was New Rose. First album, which was Damned, 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 and tour of the US. So they're kind of like known for those three things.
So they kind of almost moved from that kind of DIY-ness into that sort of international touring sphere pretty early on.
Yeah, I think that no matter what Dave Anion was going to do, he was always going to be really successful at it.
Mm.
He originally was a grave digger, and he was born David Lett in 1956.
That is just too goth to be even real. Is that true?
Yeah, so
oh
he was a grave
God.
Digger. And while he was working as a grave digger, he changed his name to Dave Vanian after Transylvania, of course, because he thought it would like fit his occupation.
That's so good.
And I guess in the early days, he kind of wore like a black t-shirt, a leather jacket, and he always had the collar pulled up so it kind of looked like he was wearing a
vampiric
cape. He wore like a razor sharp widow's peak, and if people don't know, a widow's peak is like the pointy bit on your forehead.
And some
your
people,
hairline.
It's like a genetic thing. Some people have it and some people don't. It's just your hairline sits really differently.
So did he style it that way?
Yeah,
or did
he had one, but he pronounced it where he could. So yeah, I've got a little one.
Mm.
Yeah. And then he would have a pallid complexion and smudged eye makeup. And he also is renowned for being kind of the first person to wear black lipstick.
Oh,
as a
true.
Musician. Yeah. And a skeleton earring. So yeah, so early on he was kind of like, it was that kind of punk DIY, but all black. Then he kind of evolved into wearing like suit trousers and tailored shirts, cravats, bow ties, overcoats.
So it kind of gets a little bit more
Dracula,
a little bit more sort of glamorous dandy-esque as well, kind of going on.
Yeah, I think kind of like mid-19th century, you know, that sort of look. I read in an interview on Fashion Alternative .com that they asked him, what made you originally enamoured with looking like a vampire? And he said, elegance, suavity, intelligence, what's not to like?
Heart out.
Yeah, which is kind of like pretty cool. And, you know, when he's come here, he's always looked amazing on stage. But the first Damned song that I ever saw when I was a teenager was Eloise, which isn't a Damned song, it's a cover.
Right.
So originally sang by Barry Ryan in 1968. But if you watch Eloise on Top of the Pops, Dave Vanian's wearing all white, and he is wearing a big pirate shirt, tight white pants. Oh, he's got black boots on. He's wearing white gloves, which is really cool. And he's got this amazing hair that just stands up like a I want to say like a porcupine.
Oh, wow.
And it's black, but he's got this big white streak down one side of it, and it just looks very Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, he's got this amazing sort of Mobius strip in his hair.
Yeah.
And it does get quite voluminous as the years go on, more and more like a kind of campy vampire from a movie.
Yeah.
He sort of starts off a little bit chic and then it gets bigger and bigger. It's still very chic, but it's a different kind of a vibe.
Yeah, but when I was like, I don't know, I think it was like 12 or 13 when I first saw this, and I was just like, oh my God, who is this man?
Yes.
He is so beautiful, you know? And I think that kind of like probably fashioned my ideal, you know, from then, you know? This is quite funny.
I've just seen an image of that Top of the Pops thing. It is incredible actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it just looks so styly, you know?
So styly.
So that song became number one, and so they became quite well known, and that album Phantasmagoria. And we're just kind of like checking prior, but Susie Bick, who is Nick Cave's wife, is the model on the cover of that album.
She was one of Vivian Westwood's muses as well.
Yeah. So I just think that he's just very styly, and he's so goth that he, you know, he's been married twice, and his second wife is actually Patricia Morrison, who was in the Gun Club and Sisters of Mercy.
Oh, true.
So if people know Sisters of Mercy, they know Patricia Morrison, they'll know, whoa, what an ideal goth couple.
Goth and a real goth
Who
union.
Steals the hairspray?
I got to say, Grizzy is saying on here, she had a friend in the USA who makes cloth dolls of famous people like Oscar Wilde, and she made an awesome one of him. I can imagine him being a beautiful doll as well. Yeah, yeah. With a big lace cravat and everything. That would be pretty special.
I just love that kind of, that he's taken from history and modernised it. You know, I just think it's like a really cool way to dress.
And so interesting as well that he was one of the first people to be like, yes, I am a goth and I am absolutely owning this. Was that kind of around the era that people who listened to music started to identify as a subculture, or was that kind of a little bit later?
I think it was later, because I think, you know, at the time people wouldn't have gone, oh, there's a goth.
Yeah, I
think it was definitely like a later thing that came through the Bat Cave. So it was probably like the early 80s that people started coining that phrase and then kind of saying that, you know. And it's quite interesting because a lot of people, like when I was younger, a lot of people go, no, I'm not a goth, even though they dress like one.
Yeah.
But then later on went, oh, well, yeah, nah, I was. You know?
I guess I was.
It was
a
easier
goth.
To kind of just go, yeah.
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 You're trying to explain to someone what you were doing when you were, you know, 17.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a goth.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I get it.
Sitting in my room.
I'm still absolutely mind blown that he was a grave digger. I feel like that was, you know, destined in the stars or something.
It seems like a lot of musicians were, though. Like Rod Stewart was.
Really?
I also have a feeling.
Oh, he definitely pivoted away from goth.
Yeah. I also have like a feeling that maybe Billy Connolly was, but I could be wrong.
That is bonkers.
But I'm pretty sure there's quite a few musicians who have been grave diggers.
Lucrative job industry, maybe.
Maybe it paid well.
Yeah, it must have.
Probably don't need any skills other than digging a hole.
Digging a really big hole.
Yeah.
And not being too spooked out by that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was very awesome. Dave Vanian. I always find his name quite hard to say because of all the V's. I don't know why. It's one of those names I've often read and never had to say out loud. But beautiful. If you haven't had a Google for a while, go watch that Top of the Pops one, I reckon.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to Eloise now, though.
Cool.
Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
Thanks.
Every night I'm there, I'm always there. She knows I'm there, and heaven knows. I hope she goes. To realize that love was in her eyes, it's dying now. She knows I'm crying now. And every night I'm there, I break my heart to please. Eloise, like the stars that please the night.
the sun that makes the day, but lights the way. And when that star goes by, I hold it in my hands and cry, her love was mine. You know my sun will shine. And every night I'm there, I break my heart to please Eloise. Eloise, you're all I want, you got to be my I'd like to care, but she's not there. And when I'd find you, I'd be so kind, you'd want to stay. I know you'd stay.
That is The Damned, of course, with Eloise. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us another edition of wonderful goth fashion from sort of 70s, 80s time. Stay tuned, because I'm sure we'll have more of that next week. Thank you very much.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.